Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this first Wednesday of March. Hope you had a great February. Man, hard to believe that the winter season is already over. I had a really, really fun time over at the state tournament in Madison this past weekend, calling my first ever state tournament game with the hockey team taking on New Richmond. It was an overall amazing experience, and again, the amount of adulation and the amount of support that I have gotten over these last couple of weeks have been absolutely phenomenal. So thank you very much, everyone, for the kind words. I really appreciate it. Coming up on today's show, we're going to have hatchet highlights from this past winter sports season. We will also have, coming up, we will have Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison, and we will break down what Green Bay should do in free agency, plus Badger basketball's continued defensive struggles, and I will give you the very first hatchet spring sports broadcast for 2024. That'll be coming up at the end of the show. But first, we're going to go ahead and head to Cream City and talk about the Bucks.
Win. 5.2 left. No timeouts left for the Bucks. Here comes Dame. 3 seconds. Dame pulls for the win. Oh, Dame time is alive and well.
You know, when Doc Rivers was initially brought in, obviously this was a very, very risky move. And I wasn't mad at the fact that Milwaukee brought him in. It was really during the middle of the season that was really concerning. Now, if they decided to bring him in instead of Adrian Griffin to begin the year, I would have been okay with that, because you think to yourself, well, maybe you need somebody like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's won a title before. You need somebody like Chris Middleton, who's won a title before, and someone like Damian Lillard, who wants to win a championship. And I'm still very nervous about this Bucks team, because Doc Rivers has continuously fallen short in the postseason time and time again. But as of right now, Milwaukee is playing like the best defensive team in basketball. 6 straight wins to begin the All-Star break. Now, a few of them, obviously, to me, were gimmies. The 2 wins over Charlotte, the game over Chicago, those were gimmies. Beating Philadelphia, without Joel Embiid, Philadelphia is still a playoff team, so they'll still respect him. They started out the All-Star break knocking off Minnesota, who was the best defensive team in the NBA this season and still holds the number one seed in the Western Conference at this moment in time. They're playing incredibly well. Anthony Edwards has stepped up big for them. He's taken a big step forward, and plus Karl-Anthony Towns has performed incredibly well. That duo of Towns and Gobert in Minnesota seems to be working. So I thought that was impressive. Then Monday night, with no Giannis Antetokounmpo and no Chris Middleton, the Bucks come back from down 15 to beat the Clippers, a Clippers team that has been playing like one of the top 4 teams in the league so far this year. A team that has James Harden, a team that has Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, who's won 2 NBA titles, and a very good bench. A 6-game winning streak to kick off the All-Star break is a very good sign for this team. Now, here's the thing that really, really is that I knew that we were going to get with Doc Rivers being at the helm of Milwaukee. The defense is playing significantly better, essentially, ever since he's came in. Since Doc Rivers has come in, the Milwaukee Bucks have the number one rated team in defensive efficiency. They have allowed the fewest points per game in the NBA. This is what we expected of them coming into the season. There is finally organization. There is simplicity. There are guys giving effort. Damian Lillard and Malik Beasley had a great night defensively, shutting down James Harden and Paul George for the most part. This Milwaukee Bucks team is playing incredibly well. They're back to the number 2 spot. I don't think they can catch Boston, because the Celtics are, I believe, 8 games ahead of them. They might be 7 after they lost to Cleveland last night. but the defense is getting back to form. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Brooke Lopez are finally playing like the two potential defensive player of the year candidates like they were the previous season. Giannis Antetokounmpo is an MVP candidate. Brooke Lopez is playing incredibly well. Bobby Portis back to being a sixth man of the year candidate. He had 28 and 16 for Milwaukee Monday night. When the Bucks needed another scorer outside of Damian Lillard, who had 41, Bobby was able to step up and play incredibly well. And I will give the Bucks credit for this. They've won six straight. Again, they deserve all the credit in the world for what has transpired here in these last few games. Now, their offense is also back to what it was before Doc got there. Guys are knocking down shots. They're scoring points at an early will. Damian Lillard just got off. He wasn't making shots to begin the season. Let's just call it what it is. He wasn't making shots. But him being in the three-point contest and in the All-Star game to allow him to build that confidence up, I think that honestly benefited him. And it's clearly showing to me right now. He's still a little bit inconsistent. I would like to see him continue to put up 30 points a game. Is he going to drop 41 every single game? No. No NBA players drop 40 in a game, 40 per game in a season since Will Chamberlain. That's not going to happen. Could he drop 30 to 32 in a game, though? Yes. They are trying a lot harder on defense with Malik Beasley. Now, the big thing is going to be, when is Chris Middleton going to be back? And it sounds like that they're going to try and get him back during this road trip that the Bucks are about to go on starting tonight, which I'll get to in a sec. But if you have a healthy Chris Middleton out there on the floor with the way that Damian Lillard played and with the way Giannis Antetokounmpo has been playing this season, still he's a question mark for tonight. That's going to make things pretty interesting. So if you want to sit here and say that Milwaukee is currently in a better spot than they were a few days ago or a few weeks ago, totally fine. I'm okay with that. Do I think they'll catch Boston? No. But do I think that in a seven-game series that the Bucks can knock off the Celtics? Absolutely. Damian Lillard is going to have to show up, though, in the postseason. That's really what it boils down to. Now, here's the other thing that will reel everybody in. The Bucks have a very, very tough month of March, and it kicked off with them beating the Clippers. That's fine. But after that, they've got a four-game West Coast road trip. Starting tonight, they go to Golden State. Now, the Warriors, again, they're a team that is in the play-in tournament range. They're going to be playing two teams in the play-in tournament and then two that are currently in playoff positioning. So four potential West Coast playoff teams. Golden State is one of them. They were in the second round last year. Still have Steph Curry, still have Draymond Green, still have Klay Thompson. That still will be a tough one. Friday night, they go to L.A. to take on the Lakers in the first of two games against L.A. teams. That will get underway at 9 o'clock as well. Again, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they're playing incredibly well. It's the supporting cast that hasn't been able to play well for the Lakers this season. Outside of LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the Lakers don't really have anybody. The Clippers, who Milwaukee just beat, if they end up losing to the Clippers, that's totally fine. They were able to split with them during the season, because the Clippers will go ahead and take that loss and they'll put it in the back of their minds of saying, hey, let's go ahead and beat these guys. And then after that, they go to Sacramento, and the Kings are a very good offensive team led by DeMontis Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Huerter, Keegan Murray, all those guys. Sacramento is still a very good offensive team. Their defense still leaves a little bit to be desired, but Mike Brown's doing a great job there. And then after that, they've got two home games after that against two playoff teams again. They've got Philadelphia and Phoenix on St. Patrick's Day. If they go 5-1, that is a huge success. If they go 4-2, that's expected. If they go 3-3 or worse, that's a question mark. This is the stretch now where we see if Milwaukee is a contender or a pretender. A contender would be going 4-2 or above and going into the final month of the season with the opportunity to get to 50-55 wins. If they go 3-3 or less, they're a pretender, and they probably won't get past the second round, to be honest with you. So kudos to the Bucks. They're playing incredibly well. Let's see if they can keep it up. Because if they're able to keep it up, they'll go pretty far. Tune in to Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. This is the Sports Q here on this first Wednesday of March. It's 5:41 here in the Northwoods. Coming up after the break, we are going to sit down with ESPN Madison's Alex Stroff, and we are going to talk about the Packers and what they need to do in the offseason. That is up next. You are tuned in to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Yes, we know it's early, but many days already, the sap is running. No worries, because Vigood Stewart Express is ready. Brian is featuring a nice selection of maple syrup supplies for your bottling needs. Glass containers, hydrometers, funnels, and other syruping supplies. Vigood Stewart Express, right along North 4th Street in Tomahawk, your maple syrup supply headquarters.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter long with innovative solutions for premium comfort available at Hilgi's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilgi's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilgi's, for your healthy heating comfort. Call 453-3505 or visit hilgi's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grantland invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pay balances off faster with Park City Credit Union. New and current credit card holders can get 0% APR for 12 billing cycles on balance transfers, so don't miss out. Apply at your local Park City Credit Union branch or at parkcitycu.org by April 30th. 4% balance transfer fee applies, rates 12.5 to 20.5% APR after introductory period ends. Credit terms and conditions apply. See credit union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday afternoon, currently 5:43, and it's now time for our interview segment. And joining me is ESPN Madison's Alex Stroff. Alex, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Always good to be here, Cook. Hope you're doing well.
And, yeah.
I know we were talking a little bit off the air, but it is a really fun time of year, right? Like, gearing up for the NBA playoffs, the Bucks are back,
yeah,
fully back. The Badgers and Marquette leading towards the NCAA tournament, obviously a big one tonight at Pfizer for Marquette. And then obviously, which we're going to talk about here in a second, NFL free agency opening up next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right into it. Waste no time, shall we?
Let's do it.
Here we go. All right, Stroff, we're going to go ahead and start with, obviously, the big staff change that happened earlier. That was Green Bay bringing in Jeff Hafley to replace Joe Barry's defensive coordinator. I want to ask you right off the bat, what did you think personally about the hiring?
Yeah, I think the last time you and I talked was the day it was announced, the day after it was announced. So at the time, I was feeling, you know, decently good. He checked a lot of the boxes you look for, especially for a team like this, a young up-and-coming team, a young staff. He checks that box, right? Head coaching experience, he checks that box. Defensive coordinator experience, obviously only 1 year at the collegiate level, but it was at Ohio State when they had Chase Young. So decent coordinator experience for Hafley, and plenty of experience across the league, including his time in San Francisco as a defensive backs coach. So I thought he checked a lot of the boxes at the time we last spoke, Alex. But since then, we've had the opportunity to hear from Jeff Hafley.
Yes.
And hear his philosophies. And hear what his thoughts are on the current personnel the Packers have on their roster. And it seems like he's going to bring a lot of fresh ideas, a lot of fresh energy. He's going to fit in really well at 1265. But it is a wait-and-see game when it comes to a coordinator hire, because we really won't know until the Packers are on the field in September. But right now, as it stands, I really do like the hire.
Absolutely. I like it, too. And it's simple for the fact that it's something different Because over the last, I think it was 10, 15 years, we've had Dom Capers, who got a Super Bowl, who got Green Bay a Super Bowl, which we'll be grateful for. We had Mike Pettine, who was good but couldn't take the team over the top. And then Green Bay had Joe Barry, and he just looked like he didn't make any adjustments whatsoever. So Jeff Hafley is definitely a step up. A man defensive coordinator, and this defense is also going to switch to a 4-3 next year, which will be interesting as well.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what that looks like, right? Because most of the time in the NFL, you're running more of a nickel base anyway, five defensive backs.
Right.
But when they're not, to your point on the 4-3, who's going to have their hand in the dirt, right? Like, you can anticipate it will be Rashawn Gary on one edge. Is it Preston Smith on the other? Is it Lucas Van Ness on the other? You know, paired next to Devontae Wyatt and Kenny Clark in the middle. So I'm just intrigued to see who those edge guys become and maybe what they evolve into. Or, and I know we're going to get to it in a second, do the Packers go out and make a splash at that position in free agency?
They could.
In a month and a half.
Yeah.
It's something I'm really intrigued to see from a personnel standpoint, who they have in that room and what they anticipate from those guys.
Again, talking here with Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Stroh, let's switch gears really quickly and talk about the offense. It sounds like that they're going to be moving on from A.J. Dillon, which was expected. And then there is the possibility of Aaron Jones not being on the roster next year if he refuses to take a pay cut. Let's play the hypothetical game here. Let's say that both Dillon and Jones are not on the roster next year, which is possible, but in my opinion, unlikely. What does Green Bay do at that position? Do they go with a free agent, which there are a couple of them out there, or do they try and draft a running back?
So I want to start with the thing. I want to start with your opinion, which is you believe it's unlikely. I fully agree with you. I do anticipate Aaron Jones being on the roster. But to your point, I don't think A.J. Dillon's back, which means you do have a depth issue. Let's remember Aaron Jones missed 5 or 6 games during the regular season this year. So that's something to keep an eye on as he approaches his age 30 season, which is usually that drop-off point for running backs. So I don't anticipate that will be the case with Jones. The route I expect them to go and would also like them to go is a route where it would be similar to the 2017 draft, which is where the Packers drafted Aaron Jones, and they drafted a Packers fan favorite, Jamal Williams.
There you go.
Two running backs in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of waited and saw who would rise to the top. Ultimately, that ended up being Jones, but Williams, too, had a nice run in Green Bay.
Yes, he did.
The 2024 campaign of the Packers, I would love to see, come training camp time at the end of July, the running back room to look as such. Aaron Jones, Emmanuel Wilson, and two rookies drafted, probably round 3 and later in this year's draft. That's the approach I would like them to take. And honestly, Alex, that's the approach I probably see them taking. They'll at least draft one running back.
Yes.
And maybe two.
Yeah, maybe. You're absolutely right. There's talks about, you know, Braylon Allen coming to Green Bay. You know, the Packers potentially drafting him. I know they met with him. And there's talks about Blake Corum potentially being drafted in that slot as well, who just won a national title at Michigan.
Yeah, those names are interesting to me. I mean, the Wisconsin to Green Bay pipeline doesn't really exist. It would be fun if Braylon Allen really is the first in what's it been probably 8-10 years since the Packers drafted a player out of Wisconsin.
Yeah,
Corum's an interesting fit. And he's a guy that's shooting up draft boards.
Right.
I guess Gutekunst, just given his approach, I don't know how big the need is, but he's never really been a draft need over best available player guy, right? Like, he's typically going the route of the better available player. So I'm intrigued to see, with the running back depth issue that this team clearly will have without Dillon, how early does he address that need? Is it a round 2 thing? Is it a round 3 thing? Or is it something I talked about earlier? Do you use 2 of your picks on the 3rd day of the draft to address it? I don't know the answer. That's one of the most fascinating storylines come the NFL draft late next month.
Yeah, again, talking here with Alex Stroh from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Stroh, I want to ask you, if you were Brian Gutekunst, give me a free agent that you would like to see Green Bay add to their roster.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have asked me this question 3 days ago, I'm saying Antoine Winfield, who was just franchise tagged by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Look, there's no bigger need on this football team. And we could have said the same thing a year ago, except maybe we were doubting the wide receiver position a little bit more than we are obviously now. But there's no bigger need on this football team than safety. They have two under contract for next year, Alex. Two! And that's Anthony Johnson Jr., who they drafted in the seventh round, who played 1 year of safety in college. He was a cornerback otherwise. The other safety on the roster is Benny Sapp. And to be real honest with you, I don't want to see him on the field on Sundays. So it is a position that fully needs to be restocked this offseason. So seeing some of the news, which I'm sure you talked about in the first segment of the show, out of Buffalo today, as they continue to make roster moves and get under the salary cap. Jordan Poyer is an all-pro that's now out there, and I would not be surprised if Brian Gutekunst threw a nice chunk of change at him. We haven't seen Goody make a real big swing in free agency since 2019 when he signed Za'Darius Smith. So this feels like it could be an offseason where we finally see Goody take a big swing rather than those low-risk, high-reward moves, which he's been very good at, but I'd like to see him take a big swing this offseason. It's clear this championship window is open.
I would, too. And and you brought up safety. And again, corner could also be an issue for Green Bay to address because Eric Stokes is a question mark, and they really don't have a starting corner, in my opinion, outside of Jair Alexander. There are two guys that have been released in the last week that I would like to see Green Bay go after or at least make a push for. That is Xavien Howard from Miami, who's been an all-pro, and Tre'Davious White, who the Bills just cut earlier today.
Who's also been an all-pro.
Who's also been an all-pro as well, yes.
Yeah, those are two great names. You know, I don't know if that is a position Goody views, because I'm with you, Alex. I think in terms of depth, defensive back as a whole is a mess right now, right?
Yes.
You mentioned Jair at the top. But past that, I don't know. Like, I feel good about Carrington Valentine. He had a good rookie year.
Yes.
But he's a seventh round pick, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was a fluke, if it was a rookie sensation. You know, I'm a firm believer in especially the NFL. It's either a sophomore slump or it's a sophomore jump. And I don't know how much room Carrington Valentine has to jump from what he did in his rookie year. So it's a position of need for sure.
Yes.
You know, I just don't know if that is the position that Goody would take a swing at, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you could be right. You could be right. You could be wrong. That's the beauty of NFL free agency. Let's go ahead and switch gears over to the NFL draft here, Strofe. Packers have the number 25 overall pick in this draft, and they also have five picks in the top 100, which Gutekunst did a great job getting those. What do you think they should do with that particular pick?
Yeah, I mean, as I alluded to a bit earlier, Alex, I think Goody more subscribes to the camp, the theory, if you will, of best available player, not position of need, right?
That's right.
Never how the Packers have really operated, at least in our lifetime. It's never been their M.O. So your guess is as good as mine, right? Like, I would love to see them go get Cooper DeJean
yes.
out of Iowa, the safety.
That's exactly the guy that I was going for. That's exactly the guy I was going for, Strofe.
Yeah, number one, I don't know if he'll be there at 25.
That's fair,
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
It seems like he's a guy that skyrocketed the last week with the combine and everything in between. I mean, there's teams picking before and after us that need safety, too. It's a position of need for a lot of teams in the NFL right now. And he's viewed as one of the top, if not the top, in the draft. So that would be the name I'd give you. I just wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't make it to 25. To be real honest with you, Alex, I think we're going to stay up late. It's going to be like 10:30 p.m. by the time the Packers are on the clock. And they might drop like a backup right guard. You know, it's not a very sexy pick. Just something that, you know, it makes sense in the long term, but something that we wouldn't as Packers fans be super excited about because it isn't one of those sexy skill position players.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I think it could go either way. Again, to your point, this is the beauty of the NFL offseason.
Yes, it is.
We have no idea how the hell it'll play out.
No, we have no idea how it will play off. Again, talking with Alex Strofe from ESPN Madison here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Strofe, a couple of guys that I have that I'll keep an eye on, and I was going over the Pro Draft Network mock drafts and the Pro Football Focus ones. A couple of guys jumped out to me. Kool-Aid McKinstry out of Alabama is another one, and obviously those Alabama corners, they're typically hit and miss. You get some really, really good ones and some that don't really pan out. And the other one was an interesting one, Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo. He has shot up a lot of draft boards over the last few weeks.
Yeah, you know, I'm all for Kool-Aid McKinstry strictly because of the name. Think about the history of the last 15 years, probably less than that, 10 years, that the Packers have with Alabama defensive backs if they were to draft Kool-Aid McKinstry. The other one they've drafted, ha-ha, Clinton Dix.
There you go.
Think about the names that the Packers could be drafting out of Alabama.
Yes.
Look, I don't know a ton about the Talia guy, but you're right. I have seen he shot up the draft board the last week. And Kool-Aid McKinstry, he's been on everybody's board, you know, since the college football playoff as a guy to keep an eye on. He's a good corner, but you're
yes.
right, they're hit and miss.
Yes, they are.
There's no perfect way to address, you know, when you get past the top 10 prospects, how they'll pan out.
Sure, mm-hmm.
Even sometimes the top 10 prospects are impossible to predict.
So yes.
I like it. I hope they address defensive back. You just never know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Alex Strofe here from ESPN Madison, joining me with Packers offseason. Hard to believe that free agency begins Tuesday, and the NFL draft is coming up at the end of April. Alex Strofe, thank you very much for joining me, my friend. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll do it again soon, buddy. Thanks always.
Yep, absolutely. Alex Strofe from ESPN Madison. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Cue right after this on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
And Chatham Country Club offers two state-of-the-art golf simulators to keep you swinging your clubs during these winter months. Call 405-331-30 to schedule your tee time on one of the sims. Go online to find the simulator hours and make sure you follow Inshella on Facebook for monthly simulator hours. Inshella Country Club, 405-331-30 and online at InshellaCC.com. It's the Inshella Country Club.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboard serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Come in and find out why generations of families in the Northwoods have been doing business at the Auto House in Tomahawk for nearly 40 years. Gary is the longest operating auto dealer in the area. He provides selection, selection, selection. He's got about 40 quality late model used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot right now. The Auto House is a complete dealership where they service what they sell in their service department with an ASE certified technician. And if you need a rental vehicle, the Auto House has rental units available. And if you don't see exactly what you want on Gary's lot, just talk to him and he'll find what you're looking for, and that's what you call doing business the right way. The Auto House, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net.
Welcome back to the Sports Cue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. Thank you very much to Alex Strofe for joining me on the program here today. Coming up in the second half of the hour, it'll be mainly Hatchet Sports for you. We'll go over the highlights from some of the best games from the winter sports season, including the boys, the girls, and the hockey team. Plus, I'll break down the Badger men's basketball team and what they need to do to get their defense right, and why maybe Greg Gard could be fired at the end of the season. That's all coming up here on the Sports Cue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Thank you very much for joining. Temperature here in the Northwoods is at 44 degrees under sunny skies, and it's just about 6 o'clock. It's time for our latest update from CBS News.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods, you're listening to the Sports Cue with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Monica Ricks. A major crackdown's happening now in New York City, where New York Governor Kathy Hochul has deployed the National Guard and state troopers to help the NYPD search for weapons on its massive subway system.
Rattling off statistics, saying things are getting better, doesn't make you feel better. Especially when you've just heard about someone being slashed in the throat or thrown onto a subway's tracks.
The MTA says it's also working to install more cameras on trains. In Philly, police say 8 students were shot today near a bus stop. Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
Over 30 times they fired into the kids that are getting onto the bus. As a result of that gunfire, we now have 8 students who have been shot. Ranging in the age from 15 to 17 years of age.
At least one of those teenagers is in serious condition. The House passed a spending package today to help keep the government open.
The House of Representatives has passed a funding package that would avoid a partial government shutdown set to take effect on Friday. The legislation now heads to the U.S. Senate. Negotiators are still working to reach an agreement on another set of bills that would avoid a full shutdown.
CBS's Robert Casa, the deadline on that short-term funding deal is midnight Friday. Looks like President Biden and former President Trump are headed towards a 2020 rematch, with both Nikki Haley and Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips out in November. Phillips endorsed Biden today on WCCO.
While indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous man.
The U.S. Postal Service unveiled the artwork for its new forever stamp today, honoring Betty Ford, First Lady Jill Biden.
Mrs. Ford once wrote that to be remembered with joy is a kind of immortality. I'm sure if she were with us today, she would offer a witty quip about being immortalized with her own forever stamp.
Ford fought for women's rights and helped spread awareness on breast cancer and substance abuse. Barbie celebrating International Women's Day with a few new role models. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The dolls are based on real-life singers and actresses from around the world, including Kylie Minogue, actress Viola Davis.
Don't you think I had dreams and hopes?
And Helen Mirren, who narrated last year's Barbie the movie.
There have been dolls.
The fourth entertainer, Barbie.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania Twain. Mattel says the dolls are meant to introduce girls to remarkable women's stories to show them you can be anything.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
This is sweet music for investors. Red lips and
rosy cheeks. Did you ever in your wildest dreams think you could invest in Taylor Swift or Beyonce? JKBX, a pioneering startup, is out with a marketplace transforming top hits from artists into investable securities. The Securities and Exchange Commission has approved this, allowing people to buy into the royalty streams of their favorite songs. This represents a seismic shift in how royalties are traded. Investors can now purchase shares and enjoy quarterly distributions from the revenue accrued across all platforms at about 3 or 4%. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Oakland A's are getting skewered on social media now over new designs for its new stadium in Las Vegas. The planned $1.5 billion facility has 5 overlapping layers, and people are comparing it to an armadillo and the famous Sydney Opera House in Australia. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Sports Queue here on WJJQ. Currently 44 degrees here. A pretty clear night overall in the Northwoods with some increasing clouds later on tonight. We'll get right back to the Sports Queue after our weather update from Brittany Merlot. Here she is.
The forecast for the Northwoods. After a sunny and pleasant day today, high temperatures hit 50 degrees, and now we're cutting that in half for lows as we fall into the mid-20s. A few clouds build in and winds stay out of the southeast at 15 miles per hour. By tomorrow, we'll be sitting pretty under a mix of sun and clouds and staying quite mild as highs once again return to the low 50s. This all ahead of a storm bringing a wintry mix by early Friday morning, turning to regular rain throughout the day. For WJJQ, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Sports Queue on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. It's currently 6:06. We're now going to start getting into some of the best games we've had throughout the course of the winter here on the Sports Queue on WJJQ. And we're going to kick things off with, or tip things off, I guess you could say. Am I right? Hard to believe that the winter is already over.
2,000 years later.
That's honestly what it felt like. Well, to go ahead and tip things off, the Hatchet Boys Basketball Game of the Year. This was their first win of the season all the way back in mid-December when they took on the White Lake Lakers, led by star guard Aaron Wickersheim, and this is what happened.
High school basketball is live and on the air. A very good Tuesday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here, coming to you from back at the Hatchet House in Tomahawk. And we have a pinch hitter in the color commentary side for tonight. Terry Tim, he is off reffing the 7th and 8th grade game, so stepping up to the plate. Matt Tyler. Matt, welcome to the Hatchet House.
Thanks, Alex. Good to be here tonight.
Now inbound pass to Scheffler to Rigney. Back, Scheffler, three ball, corner pocket. You got it, Malachi Scheffler for three. 27-16. Hatchets get their first points of the second half.
Most dangerous guy on the floor is the guy taking the ball out of bounds.
There you
forget
go.
About him.
Scheffler over to Rigney. Rigney to answer with a three. No good. Rebound, Sundquist. Sundquist looking. Turnaround jumper is good. Tyler Sundquist with a rebound. Put back, 27-18. Five straight for the Hatchets. Here comes Colton Sesslar for Tomahawk. Sesslar looks to operate. Swings it to Weathers. Weathers fakes three. He stops. Pulls up from just inside the arc. And banks it in off the glass. Bank shot for Jordan Weathers. It's 27-20. Tomahawk now has scored seven straight. Hine will inbound, tries to get it into Rigney, and does. Rigney to Weathers, top of the key. He'll try a three. That one no good. Rebound, Sundquist. Sundquist fighting his way through defenders, goes up and lays it in. Tyler Sundquist with the bucket. It's now 29-22, 10-21 to go. Can the Hatchets get a stop here defensively? Now here comes Wickersheim. He's guarded by Hine. Wickersheim blows by Hine, gets it over to Blawant. Blawant back inside. Wickersheim goes up his shot. Blocked from behind by Ethan Hine. Boy, Tomahawk's defense has been good here over these last couple of minutes. Rigney looking, swings it. Hine, open look for three. Got it! Ethan Hine from downtown. It's a four-point game. 9:04 to go here. Timeout call by White Lake. They're going to want to talk it over. Sesslar fakes pass one way, swings it to Rigney. He's got an open look. Now fakes, pulls up, 15-footer, got it! Brody Rigney with the jumper. It's 31-27, 7:48 to go here in Tomahawk. Good hustle there that time from Sleeper. Here comes Tomahawk back the other way with Sesslar. Sesslar going to the right. Now swings at Rigney. Driving in left side on Wickersheim. Fakes. Turnaround jumper. Got it! Brody Rigney! It's a two-point game back here in Tomahawk. 5:20 to go.
That was a tough shot. It depends right now. We'll see if White Lake's going to be real deliberate on the offensive side, which I think it's too early to do that.
Oh, Rigney comes up with a steal. Rigney driving down the lane on Blawant. He goes up. Left-handed layup. Good. And a foul. Brody Rigney to the line for one more. Here comes Massa. Into the corner. Ein. Inside to Sleeper. Sleeper fakes. Turn around. Right hand hook. Good. We're tied. Easton Sleeper ties it with his first bucket of the night at 36. 4:12 to go.
Great little hook shot there.
Rigney drives inside. Kicks it back. Massa. Massa. Garnett pulls up. His jumper. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Ein. Kicks it back. Sesslar fakes the three. Drives. Goes up. Right hand floater. Good. Tomahawk reclaims the lead. Colton Sesslar with his first points, 41-39. Oh, if you're Tomahawk, get the ball into the hands of your best player, Brody Rigney, right here. Here comes Sesslar across the midcourt line. Looking, gets it over. Sundquist hands it off. Rigney from way downtown. Kaboom! Brody Rigney for three. 2-point hatchet lead, 2:09 to go.
Good call, Alex.
Wow. Sunquist gets it into Cesslar. Got to get going. 4 seconds left. Long pass taken away by Krejcik. Krejcik scooped up Wickersham at the buzzer. No. Overtime in Tomahawk. Wow. Boy, Wickersham was able to get a shot off that nearly went in. It was online, but just a little bit to the left. And ladies and gentlemen, we got OT in the Hatchet House tonight. Comes Rigney across the big court line. Rigney crosses over, looking, drives inside, jump stops. His layup is good. That's one way to make a statement. Brody Rigney with 22, a career high. Now to Rigney. Rigney drives, kick, Sunquist. He's going to drive inside, goes up, his jumper off the glass and in. Tyler Sunquist with 6, 49, 48, 2:36 to go in overtime. Here comes Rigney. Rigney crossing over. Drives inside. He stops at the free throw line, pulls up, gives Tomahawk the lead. 50 to 49, 1:19 to go here in this one. Brody Rigney with 24.
He's really a good ball player.
Yes, he is. 31 for Wickersham. 21 seconds now. All Tomahawk can do, they can wind the clock down. Rigney driving inside, pulls up, free throw line, jumper, good! Brody Rigney again! 12 seconds left. Brody Rigney with 27. Rigney, his first free throw is good. It rattles in. Brody Rigney now with 28. Again, he just keeps adding to his career high. Now, what do you do about the second one?
I think you make it, but don't let Wickersham catch the ball.
Exactly. Wickersham is in the backcourt here. Rigney, his second free throw is good. No timeouts left for White Lake. Lawan, bad pass. That's going to go out of bounds. Ball game. Tomahawk wins it. 55 to 52. The Hatchets knock off the Lakers in overtime. For their first win of the season, a tremendous performance by Brody Rigney in the second half in overtime with 29 points, a career high.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bethel Excavating and Northern Wisconsin Land Services is your full-service excavating and lawn care contractor. Educated, experienced, and excited about what they do. Give Dave a call at 453-8322 to arrange your spring and summer construction projects. Clearing your lot, removing the stumps, digging your basement or pond, plus shoreline projects. Get your road or driveway prepared with a load of road gravel or rotten granite. And don't forget topsoil for your yard or garden. Schedule your lawn care needs for spring cleanup. Let the professionals do the heavy work so you can enjoy your free time. Need that perfect oasis for your wildlife? Dave can create the ultimate food plot that lets your wildlife crunch and munch. Bethel Excavating and Northern Wisconsin Land Services is locally owned and operated, fully insured, and Dave offers free estimates. Give them a call at 453-8322, 453-8322 for prompt service from the small business with a personal touch. Bethel Excavating and Northern Wisconsin Land Services of Tomahawk.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate offers unparalleled service to all clients in the Northwoods real estate market. Your complete satisfaction with our service and representation is our number one priority. Hi, this is Matt Tyler. Whether you are considering buying a home, selling a home, Wild Rivers Group knows the area inside and out. Call me at 490-1820 or stop by our offices at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk or check us out online at wildriversgroup.com. We're ready to serve you at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day. Currently 6:14. And that was one of two wins for the boys basketball team this season, an overtime victory over White Lake. Now let's get into the girls basketball game of the year as Tomahawk looked to get back in the win column, taking on the Shawanigan Screaming Eagles back in late January.
High school basketball is live and on the air. A very good Monday evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us as we are coming to you back at the Hatchet House tonight as we get set for some girls basketball action as Tomahawk takes on Shawanigan. And right back in the booth with me, the one, the only, Terry Tim. Welcome back, Terry.
Hey, it's good to be here. And hopefully we can carry this heat wave that's going on outside to
yes.
inside here and be hot tonight.
Yeah.
And come away with a victory, Alex.
Tomahawk wins the tip as Lydia Zerk gets it to Claire Albert. Albert will cross over, gets it inside to Albert. Albert fakes, goes up, and that layup is good. They go right to Freya underneath to kick off the night. 2-0, 11 seconds in.
Who's going to get the offensive rebound?
Here's the inbound to Albert. Albert kicks it back to Albert, drives inside, bounce pass over to Lydia Zerk, who goes up and lays it in. 4-0 start for the Hatchets. Lydia Zerk with her first two of the night. Ball key over to Zerk. Zerk lobs it inside. Vaco swings it. Albert, three ball, corner pocket. You got it. Claire Albert for three. Hatchets with a 9-2 start here. 2 minutes into this one. Bulky fakes pass one way into the corner. Freya Albert. Albert looking back. Zerk, top of the key. She'll drive. She'll kick. Albert, three ball, corner pocket. You got it again. Claire Albert with back-to-back triples. 12-5. Oh, watch out, folks. Here come the Hatchets.
And after that timeout, the Screaming Eagles went through a 2-3 zone to stop the inside play, but we're killing them from the outside then. Tomahawk doing a fine job on the defensive end.
Here's Zert now, top of the key. Zert looking, swings it back. Albert fakes, bounce pass back to Zert. Zert looking, fakes, swings it to Balky. Balky, three left wing. Kaboom! Brent Balky from downtown. Three straight triples for the Hatchets, 17-5. Swan fakes pass one way, gets it into Vaco, swings it to Balky. Balky fakes, bounce pass Swan, three, straight on. Kaboom! Kaylee Swan for three! Everyone scoring for the Hatchets here. Swan with her first 3 points of the night. It's 20-9. Swings it to Balky. Balky open look for 15. That one rattles in. Brent Balky gets Tomahawk off the schneid in the second half, 26-18. Balky's got five.
That's a huge basket.
Yes, it is.
Momentum changer.
Zert fakes one way, now goes to the left. Tries to get the high post to Albert. Albert drives, kick. Albert, three ball, corner pocket.
Yeah.
You got it. Claire Albert finally gets off the schneid, knocks down the triple. She's got 11, 29-18. Here's Balky crossing over. Gets it back to Albert. Albert looking, high post to Long. Long looking, kick back. Albert straight on three. Boom! Claire Albert
bingo.
For three. 14 for Claire Albert. 32-18 Tomahawk. They're on an 8-0 run here so far in this second half. Albert with another takeaway. Here comes Tomahawk with Albert. Albert driving down the lane. Nice pass over to Albert. Goes up, score it, and a foul. Freya Albert back to the line for one more. And the Hatchets have put up 10 straight here to kick off this second half. Albert looking, swings it back to Zert. Zert, one dribble, gets it over to Vaco. Now in high post, Albert. Albert, turnaround jumper is good. Freya Albert's got 10, 36-18. The Hatchets have doubled up the Eagles. A 12-0 run in the second half. Long looks, gets it inside Albert. Along the low block.
What a pass
to Albert, who goes up and lays it in. Freya Albert's got 12,
wow.
41-19. Tomahawk, 6 minutes to go in this one.
From the right side of the lane with a bounce pass to the left side of the lane to a covered Freya Albert, but she put it up for two.
How about another takeaway? Here comes Albert driving down the lane. Layup is good for Claire. She's got 19. She has equaled the amount of points scored by the Eagles in this one. And now Albert looking, gets it up to Gracie Long. Long looking, gets it. Vaco now along the block. Pass to over to Albert, who goes up, lays it in again. Freya's got 14. And now Albert looking, gets it up to Gracie Long. Long looking, gets it. Vaco now along the block. Pass to over to Albert, who goes up, lays it in again. Freya's got 14. And that is going to do it. Tomahawk gets the victory here in their home gym tonight. Final score, Hatchets 55, Screaming Eagles 32.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. High school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
You already know Tomahawk Furniture and Gun offers you low prices every day. But did you know that if you find a better price, they will match it? They also have a great selection of clearance items just waiting for you to take home. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk, or at their showroom just four doors down at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue, where you will find closeouts and hot buys on everything from rustic furniture to mattresses. Find the best deals in the showroom with inventory constantly changing. Grab these deals while they last. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun in downtown Tomahawk. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
We want your business to grow as much as you do. Hi, I'm Carla at Crossbridge Community Bank. There are a lot of things that make banking with us different, but for our area businesses, it's the flexibility and responsiveness we offer. Our loan decisions are made locally, plus we can work fast and offer options when you need them the most. We are the only community bank chartered in Lincoln County and owned by you, the depositors. Your success is our success. Stop in and see what it means to work with a bank that puts purpose first. Visit us online at crossbridge.bank.
Come on, come on, choose health in motion for you.
Hi, this is Stephanie Ahrens, Doctor of Physical Therapy at Health in Motion in Tomahawk. Health in Motion is a therapist-owned outpatient clinic with 8 locations in northern Wisconsin. Our skilled providers treat a wide variety of musculoskeletal conditions, post-surgical cases, vertigo, jaw pain, and many more. Here at Health in Motion, we value our one-on-one time with patients using treatments backed by research and cutting-edge technology to get our patients better faster and with greater satisfaction. Give us a call to schedule an evaluation or a complimentary 15-minute screen with one of our therapists. Majority of the time, we can get you scheduled within 48 hours. Simply call 453-6650 or look at our website, himwi.com.
So come on!
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. Hope you're having a great day. At girls basketball, game one of 8 wins, by the way, for the Hatchet girls. That was the first time they had 8 wins or more in a season since 2003 when good old Tim Albert was coach for the team.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
That was also the team's first playoff win since 2006. That happened this year when they knocked off Sturgeon Bay on their home court. So overall, good season for the girls basketball team. We'll get into our hockey game of the year, and I think that everyone will know what this game is. But before we do, let's go ahead and talk some Badger basketball. And there's some things that need to be addressed. I hate to say it, folks. The Badger basketball team is unfortunately looking like an NIT team again. And that is not what I thought I would see from them after the hot start that they got off to this year. Now look, since February, since the beginning of February, since the calendar has flipped to that month, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked number 6 in the country. Number 6. They were a top 10 team in the country this season. Since then, they have gone 2-7. 2 wins against Ohio State and Maryland. These are their losses. Indiana, Michigan, Rutgers, Nebraska, Iowa, Purdue, and Illinois. Now, Purdue and Illinois, you can understand. Purdue is a national championship contender. They still have Zach Edey, so they are still probably going to fight for a national title this year. They'll probably be a number 1 seed in the tournament like they were last year. Hope they don't lose to a 16 seed like they did to Farley Dickinson the previous year. Illinois is still a top 15 team. They pushed Purdue to the brink. So if you want to say that losing to those two teams is tough, you can understand that. Their lone 2 wins were against Ohio State and Maryland. This team has completely fallen off offensively. The offense that was working in December and January when Wisconsin was putting up 80 to 85 points a game, now they're starting to flip around and score 70, and that's not allowing them to win games. And the big thing with Wisconsin that this Badgers program has prided on for at least the last 20 to 25 years has been defense. Defense. Stopping the ball. Being methodical. I think that Greg Gard is methodical. I just think his guys can't defend. I also don't believe that Gard knows how to coach defense, unfortunately. And because of that, his seat is getting hot at this moment in time. Just a month ago, we were talking about this Badger team potentially being a national title contender. To be perfectly honest with you, because that's how dominant they were offensively with A.J. Storr. With Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, and these guys. But they have fallen completely down to earth. I cannot believe that this team has performed as bad as they have. Their defense is simply not good. I'm going to give you some numbers here. These are the point totals that Wisconsin has given up. 4 Big Ten games, they've allowed 80 or more points, 6 of them overall. 80 to Tennessee, Tennessee's a top 15 team. Totally understandable. 91 to Illinois, concerning that that's at home, but fine. 98 at Arizona. I know that they're the number one team. That's still unacceptable. 88 to Iowa. 87 to Penn State. 80 to Nebraska. This is supposed to be a good Badger defense. Really? Really? I want to scream, but I know that I can't because for those of you that don't know, I have been essentially not 100% healthy for pretty much the whole 2024, and I've been coughing all day. I think it might all this time, and I think it might be because, if you want me to be honest with you, the weather that's taken place, the unusually mild winter that the Northwoods has had. But this is unacceptable. Unacceptable. This poor defensive play is going to get them out of the Big Ten tournament early and also out of the NCAA tournament. Again, they might not even make the tournament. They might have to go to the NIT, and they lost in the semifinals that year to North Texas. If they won the NIT, we would have been like, congratulations. What do you want, a cookie? Now, look, I like Greg Gard. I think he's a good man. I think he's done a pretty decent job filling in for Bo Ryan. And it's very, very hard to fill in those shoes. If Greg Gard does not make it past the first weekend of the tournament, he has to go. He has to go. And you have to find somebody else. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, it's obvious that Greg Gard isn't Bo Ryan. Well, yes, of course. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that Bo Ryan is not the kind of coach that lost double-digit games on a consistent basis during the regular season. He's not the kind of guy that does that. He's not the kind of coach. Regardless of how that team does in the tournament, they will always be a top five seed at least. You could guess anyways. There were a couple times where they were a lower seed, but they were able to pull out an upset. Bo Ryan made two Final Fours. He made it to a national championship game where they ultimately lost to Duke. No shame in that. Again, the great college basketball coaches, Bo Ryan is probably, if he won a national title, he probably would have retired right after that particular season. The one thing we've always cemented about Wisconsin basketball is their defense, and their defense is not good. And I also am starting to question Greg Gard's ability to recruit, because the only recruit of note that he has been able to bring in since he took over was Johnny Davis, who was a top 10 pick, but is not doing well in the league. I believe he's in Washington still, stuck in that purgatory. I think that there seriously needs to be a change at the guard if Greg Gard does not get this team past the first round of the tournament. If he doesn't make the tournament, don't even let him coach in the NIT. And a lot of people are saying, oh, you're being ridiculous. You're being a fan. You don't know what it's like to be Pratt. I'm like, here's the problem. The Badgers need to make a move from a good coach to a great coach. Greg Gard has lowered the Wisconsin standard to getting to the second round of the tournament. The standard for Wisconsin has been to compete and get to the Final Four every single year. Now the standard is, if we make it to the second weekend, Sweet 16, Elite 8, that's a successful season. No! That's not what Badger basketball is about. Badger basketball is forcing teams to beat you with defense. And it comes down simply to making shots. Because if Bo Ryan had this team, the Badgers would still be a top 10 team in the nation. Book it. So if you want to sit here and say that Greg Gard isn't at fault, and I'm not going to say that he is the only one at fault for this. There's other factors that come into it. But here's the biggest reason why he's going to leave, and I'm going to leave it with this. Chris McIntosh is now the athletic director for the University of Wisconsin. He made the bold move during the football season of firing Paul Chryst and bringing in Luke Fickell. Now, it's going to take time, obviously, as we knew with the football team. That football team, it's going to take time to build. But I think that this Badger program needs to go out and make a splash hire. They have to make a splash hire because Greg Gard, unfortunately, is not the answer for this Wisconsin team. Do I think he would get a job elsewhere? Yes. I believe that he would get a job to be with either a mid-major or a team that's in a different conference that needs to rebuild. Do I think that he has the ability to do that? Yes, I do. But he's not the coach that's going to take you over the top. He's the kind of coach that's going to try and help you rebuild. That's really what it boils down to. So if Greg Gard doesn't make it past the first weekend of the tournament, he's probably going to have to go. Unfortunately. You're tuning into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ at 6:30. I'll be back to wrap things up after this.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
I hope you're ready because it's Girl Scout cookie time. My name is Cheyenne and I am with Troop 7227 and cookies have arrived. If you do not pre-order, that's okay. There's still time to fill your cupboards with your Thin Mints, caramel chocolate chips, Samos, and one of our other tasty flavors for only $5 a box. We have limited amount of gluten-free cookies, caramel chip cookies, for $6 a box. Watch us on a walkout with door-to-door sales in Triggs parking lot or call 715-612-0446 to get your Girl Scout cookies now because sales end April 1st. And that's no April Fool's joke. You'll find Troop 7227 in Triggs parking lot from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday in March, plus two Sundays, the 10th and 17th. Get your cookies today because once they are gone, there is no supply chain till next year. Thank you for your support and the over 100 years old tradition for Girl Scout cookie sales.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 28. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Currently 40.
Despite mild weather so far, got a feeling Old Man Winter will soon show us some normal Northwoods cold weather. Can your furnace handle the job? Might be a good time to call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox signature collection of furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700 for a free estimate for your Lennox heating needs and great service after the sale with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700, online at premierheatingcooling.com, or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening as we get into our final countdown. Thank you very much for tuning in to tonight's program. Taking a look at Hatchet Spring Sporting Events coming up. The first event for each sport. First off, Tomahawk Track and Field will begin their season at Ashland on March 19th. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. Tomahawk Softball will open with a triangular at Rhinelander against Wausau West and Leona Wabino. The first game takes place at 10 o'clock on March 21st. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Tomahawk Baseball will begin their season with a triangular down in Whitewater on March 30th. That'll be at 10 o'clock. That is in 3.5 weeks. And Tomahawk Golf, still a full month away from their first invite. That's going to be a triangular with Prentice and Three Lakes and Injala Country Club here in Tomahawk. That'll be on April 9th at 4 o'clock. Also, pay attention. First Hatchet spring broadcast for 2024. First softball broadcast for 2024 will be April 2nd with Tomahawk taking on Mosinee. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show begins at 4:35. Opening pitch will be at 5 o'clock, and baseball will begin on April 11th against Northland Pines. Again, Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, 4:35, open pitch at 5. Also, a quick note, all of our softball and baseball broadcasts for the regular season this year will be over on our sister station, Sports Talk, 810 a.m. and 100.7 FM, WJJQ. We will have the Hatchet Home Track Meet also broadcast here on Northwoods 92.5, and we will also have postseason events taking place here on WJJQ 92.5 as well. We're going to go ahead and end things with probably the best moment of the 2024 Hatchet winter season, and really within the last 30-plus years of Hatchet winter sports. It's Tomahawk Hockey's sectional final victory over Mosinee. Thank you very much once again, everyone, for tuning into tonight's broadcast, and I'll hear you all next week. Have a sportacular week, and I'll see you guys next time. Hey! School sectional final hockey is live and on the air. A very good Saturday afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Cook. Great to have you with us here. We're coming to you from the Rec Center in Mosinee, where tonight your Tomahawk Hatchets, the number one seed in their sectional, are playing for their first trip to the state tournament since 1991 tonight against the Mosinee Indians. And joining me in the booth for tonight's potential historic event is the one and only Keith Hansey. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. I'm pumped up to be here.
Yes.
There's over 600 people in this barn right now. It is absolutely electric.
And Now they're going to go ahead and move it back around. And then Jonah Jenkins will go ahead and try to face off with Abremski. And Abremski, that one won by Tomahawk. Here comes Lamer, make a move. Lamer, he shoots. He scores! Austin Lamer puts it in the top left corner. And the Hatchets strike first with 14:33 to go in the first period.
That was set up by Rex Riley. Well, we won the faceoff. Got it back to Rex. He's got it over to Austin, and Austin just absolutely sniped that.
And now Logan Seymour comes away with it. Here comes Austin Lamer looking to make a move. Nice pass up to Dickens. Could not handle that pass, though. Again, soft hands is going to be the key. Dickens fights through a check. Now loose puck scooped up. Landon Seymour tries to center and knocked away. Here comes Braden Lamer. He shoots. Rebound shot. Score! Lead 2-0, 11:08 to go, first period. What a start for Tomahawk in the sectional final.
Wow! That was a great case of getting that shot, hitting that rebound, and Sawyer Hanna just in the perfect spot.
Boy, Tomahawk has had Aiden Carr-Summer this season. That's the 20th goal they put on him in really 3 games in 7 minutes. Mosinee tries to clear it. Rex Riley scoops it up. Over to Caleb. Caleb, back to Rex. Rex looks to operate. Gets it over to Austin now on the near side. Austin tries to find someone. Austin with a shot. He scores! Austin Lamer again!
Snipe. Absolute snipe.
My goodness! Austin Lamer with his second goal of the night. 3-0 Tomahawk. My goodness!
Top left, that goal is open, and that's where he's been shooting it.
Wow! Face-off in the Mosinee zone is won by the Hatchets. Logan Seymour loops it back around, and instead that's going to be scooped up by him. Logan tries to leave it right back in front. Jonah tries to center it. Rebound shot, and he scored! Logan Seymour! 19.9 to go! 4-1 Tomahawk! Oh, my goodness! What a first period for the Hatchets!
And they were in front of that net. They were getting rebounds, and they just kept the pressure on.
Logan Seymour with the goal, one of the senior leaders of this team, makes it 4-1 Hatchets. 19.9 seconds left. Newer, who's got Mosinee's lone goal so far tonight. Braden Lamer tries to poke it back ahead to Logan Seymour. Tomahawk fans were looking for a penalty. They didn't get the call, though. Here comes Braden now looking to move. Braden tries the cross-ice pass that does go into neutral ice. Poked ahead by Logan Seymour. Here comes Jonah making a move. Jonah leaves it back for Logan. Logan in on goal. He scores! Logan Seymour!
Beautiful pass out to Logan, and he took advantage of it. He was patient. He didn't try to shoot it right away. He took his time, and that was a great goal.
Now here comes Jonah Dickens in the neutral ice, and Tomahawk will just go ahead and reset. Big check into the boards once again. Logan Seymour fighting forward here on the near side. Logan pokes it back ahead. Loose puck. Trying to be sent right back ahead. Braden Lamer. And instead, Landon Seymour comes up with it. Jonah with a move. He's on a breakaway. Jonah, he's in on course. He shoots. Scores! Jonah Dickens! 6-2 Tomahawk. 11:35 to go!
Yeah, Jonah really showed his speed on that one. He took off from that red line, and nobody was catching him. And a beautiful shot. He took his time, and he did the backhand up high.
Three big games, three breakaway goals for Jonah. Rex looks to operate, tries to cross ice pass. That's deflected. Now fighting for it. Austin Lamer tries to come away with it. That's going to be cleared by Mosney. No Tomahawk is able to keep in the zone. Lamer with a shot. And he scores! Austin Lamer with a hat trick!
Austin with another. He was crossing into that zone. Oh, and the hats are flying out.
The hats are flying out on the ice. Austin Lamer with a hat trick. The Great Northern Conference Player of the Year and the Paluski Award finalist has played absolutely phenomenal tonight. 7-2 Tomahawk with under 6 minutes to go. Looks like by Reese Zabro, who just came in. Now line change here for Tomahawk. And now that's going to be sent right back. Here comes Jonah in a goal shoot. He scores! Jonah Thicket! Are you kidding me?
Another great pass, and Jonah with some excellent moves getting around the defender and finding the open spot in the net. Beautiful play.
What a remarkable performance from Tomahawk tonight. Jonah with his second goal. It is 8-2 Tomahawk, 5:14 to go. You think they exercised their demons here, Keith? My goodness. Down to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tomahawk, stand up and shout. For the first time since 1991, the Hatchets are headed to the state tournament. Tomahawk has gone from zero to hero in Mosinee tonight. Final score. Tomahawk 8, Mosinee 2.
You've been listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5, WJJQ Tomahawk.